time for a bit of golf now, as we've got Fox Sports Masters expert Paul Gow about to join us. The Masters, the decorated Masters, and Fox Sports have got you covered through their expert, Paul Gow, who joins us on the line. Gowie, we've got the Masters, we're knocking on the door thanks to Fox Sports. How do you see this playing out? You've got the defending champion, Dustin Johnson, who shot a tournament record of 268 in November. I get the sense conditions will be a little bit tricky this time around.
Oh, it certainly will be. This will be fun. And I think Augusta National, holding that event in November last year, the golf course was soft. It was vulnerable. It was all those things. And that's not how Augusta, well, the club itself, wants to have their golf course set up. So they're already seeing on practice day 2 and 3, the greens are starting to get a brown tinge in them. By, you know, Saturday afternoon, there'll be a lot of brown, a little bit of blue, and then on Sunday, they'll be hard and fast. It'll be like a train wreck. You'll see some guys have 3 and 4 putts on multiple holes and could even putt off into the water.
Yeah, absolutely. What about Rory McIlroy? He's still looking to complete the career Grand Slam. He'd be joining Woods, Nicholas, Player Hogan and Gene Sarazen as well. Could he possibly do it? He's just there or thereabouts.
Yeah, not with your money or my money this time.
Yeah, okay.
He's changed to a new coach and he's been out of sorts somewhat for McIlroy. I'm a massive fan, but he just hasn't done it. He tried to change his golf swing, tried to go a little bit Bryson DeChambeau-like. He's going in with less expectations than he has in the past and worrying about getting the slam and all that sort of stuff, but not for this time. He's not striking it well enough, and you need to get the players that their greens hit in regulation are up, and he's a down. And not for me this time. We've got to go for ball strikers. The greens are going to be hard and fast. Fairways are easy to hit, but they've cut back the rough. So a lot of players, if they get too aggressive off the tees, will run through the fairways into the pine needles and have got to hit some fantastic shots to get out of it. So McIlroy, he drives the ball well, but I don't think that'll help him enough this week.
Yeah, Gowie, I'm a very average player. You've seen me strike a ball, but it's a bucket list, I think, for any golfer who would love to be there. Augusta, mate, you've played there. What was your favourite hole to take on?
Yeah, well, believe it or not, Spud, I haven't played there. I've been there a million times, and I've not put my hand up to play. So, I must do that one day. And don't put yourself down. You're a tremendous golfer. I've seen you hit it. It goes a million miles.
Yeah, but three fairways to the right.
There's a lot of good holes. My favourite of watching there every time is 16, the par 3. We've seen a few hole-in-ones there. That we've seen Greg Norman, obviously, in 96 when he fell apart there with Faldo. He hit it in the water. It's just one of those holes that serves up drama. Tiger chipped in from the back of the green. It's a beautiful golf hole. But when you come through that A-man corner, which is 11, 12 and 13, a lot of people gather there. And the golf course just serves up drama. It's like an amphitheatre. So it's like being inside the MCG with 80,000 people roaring at you. It all just echoes through that area. And it's quite incredible, the amount of people pushing. You let less people around this week. There's only 12,000 a day. Normally there's 50,000 people a day at Augusta National for the Masters. But, with COVID, they can't have it. But it's good to see, definitely having crowds back. And people like a Mark Leishman who thrive on, they need to get up for the game. He could be a smoky for us this week because he hasn't played well. But when he gets to Augusta, he grows another leg because there's patrons there, there's the crowds there that cheer him on.
I call him the freak of the game, the shambles, how he's now changed his swing. he got interviewed. I watched him on Fox the other day. He got interviewed and they were talking about different holes and he knew every hole which way to aim, which trees, bunkers. Can he cause some havoc? What's your gut feeling?
Oh, my gut feeling, he won't. I love him. I think he's really questioning the game of golf and the way it's played and the way we train. We've not lifted weights much before. It's a totally different game for him. Intriguing the way that he's going about it, especially pulling Augusta apart. He's going to try. I can't wait to the first tee tomorrow morning. He's going to try to drive it across the corner, which is the bunker and these high pine trees, at a 260 yards carry. So 228 meters in the air that he needs to carry those. He's going to take it on. So You know, some of the lines that he's taking is ridiculous. You just look at it and thinking, well, I can't do it. I can't see him doing it. He's got to putt exceptionally well. He's got to get the ball on the right plateaus. And I think he's got too much spin on his ball to do that.
Gowie, in the break, we're talking about you coming up and you're going to preview the Masters and all those sorts of things. And I said to Spud, oh, you handy golfer, Spud? He said, oh, mate, I was really good at the Tiger Woods PlayStation game, right? Could you imagine going downstairs to in a house and seeing these giant paws playing a PlayStation game and Spud Carroll taking on the PS4?
Mate, it was one of the best games. When it first came out, it was unbelievable, Gowie. But then Rory got his own game. That was absolutely disgraceful. So we need Tiger to bring it back. But we talk about Augusta.
Tiger is back.
It's so lifelike the way they have it in there in those certain games these days, and that's the closest I'll get to Augusta at the moment.
Oh, don't put yourself down. Hey, Tiger's back on PlayStation, I believe, and Justin Thomas and all those guys. So don't worry, Spud. There's many golfers I know that Jordan Spieth and Bryson DeChambeau, they all play the PlayStation. So you're not the only child out there.
Oh, excellent. Thanks, what about Cameron Smith? How far can he go in this tournament for us, Gowie?
Well, I think he's our best chance, Cameron Smith, for sure. You know, coming off the second last year, and he's just striking the ball fine. He's got all the parts of the game. So, you know, he now believes in it. He's not scared. We had him on a podcast from Fox the other day. He's not scared of the golf course anymore, and that's a really big sign. If you go to Augusta scared, well, you're in trouble. But the gritty Queenslander is not that at all. He's got a marvellous short game. His iron play is, you know, and he scrambles and he fights right to the end. And that's what did to him last year. He ran second. He's had a fourth there in these type of conditions. There's no reason. You know, at $29, it's not a bad bet.
No, absolutely. Well, Gowie, we appreciate your time, mate. We know that the Masters channel runs all week on Fox Sports with live coverage of every round from tonight. You can watch on Foxtel or stream on KO. That's the way to do that. We'll hear your dulcet tones as well. Gowie, thank you very much. And I know it'll be a very, very busy week for you. So we appreciate grabbing some of your time on this afternoon.
Anytime, boys.